Welcome back, you guys, to another episode of the Bull City Pioneers Podcast. Tuning in, your two favorite Latinos. My name is Hector.
My name is Luis.
And today we got another special guest.
Naturally Nice.
Naturally Nice. So this has been in the works for literally months. Bruh. I think almost a year, actually. Thank you for coming out. For sure. I apologize. It's been a long minute since we've been able to, just get our schedules together so we can have you on the podcast. You know, just have a collaboration between her brand and our brand, Bull City Pioneers and
Naturally Nye.
Naturally Nye. Mm-hmm. So, Naturally Nye, who are you? Who's Naturally Nye? What's your real name? Where are you from? Who is your come up?
So my real name is Naisha Lyons. Okay. I am originally from Durham, North Carolina, Bull City, Senator.
Bull City.
We lit, and my radio personality name is Naturally Nye, but I also have a talk show that's called The Streets Talk with Naturally Nye.
Correct.
So yeah, that's who gotcha. I am. And I'm this dope, awesome person.
Right. And how did those platforms, how were they established? How did you create them? What was the reason for creating them?
So the reason for creating them is, it took a little long time, okay?
Right.
But no, long story short, I graduated high school. I went to Shaw University. My mom, she actually went to North Carolina Central University, but she majored in mass communication. So right then and there, I'm like, I like this. I like what I see. Right. And I was like, look, I got to do radio.
Right.
And
right.
I went from, I got to do radio. I got to be a news reporter. Hello, my name is Nice Lines. I had this whole little thing.
Right,
so it's
right.
Just like, wait, I don't know what I want to do. So my freshman year, even though you're supposed to wait for like your senior year to do internships, I did a couple. So I did one with Canal 25, WREL, Most Wanted Radio. And then I know I did a couple events with Mirror, and then also DJ Wave Band. Shout out to them, they dope as hell. But I did a lot, and it's just
all
like, So after I did those internships, I was like, okay, yeah, I think I want to do radio because you can influence a lot of people without them seeing you. So I'll be starting a podcast soon. I have my talk show now just for, people that like to watch talk shows or just see the visual
interviews
of everything. Right. So,
which has gotten pretty big. I know you've had Stunning for Vegas, 83 Babies.
Pretty wild people.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know if you'll have, okay, question. You're a talk show, we're a podcast. We have guests on the shows. How do you get contacts to be able to reach those people and get them on your platform?
You know what I mean? I stalk people.
Really?
But the thing is, you have to catch them before they blow up.
So,
and that's what I did, and I applied pressure. I gave him hell, I didn't give up. I literally called Stunner for Vegas interview, literally maybe 10 minutes before he had to perform.
Wow.
So I was like, where you at? I'm pulling up, send me the address. I'll come to you, it doesn't matter. I had a camera and tripod and me and my little brother and I pulled right up, did the interview.
Damn, that's crazy, just did it.
Yeah.
And 83 Babies, I know that you grew up in the MAC and so did 83 Babies, is that
they
correct?
Grew up in Bragg-Town.
Oh, never mind.
But I grew up in MAC Duke Terrace, I know I've known them for a minute now as far as like school and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But then when I realized, they're starting to do the music, I said, well, let me pull up on them and interview them. So that's when I set a date for them, and they went with it.
How old are they?
I think Tevo is the youngest one. I think
he's 17.
So he's 17 now.
Currently?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he just turned 17.
And I think
they were on Future's album, weren't they?
I think so.
Point of correction, right.
I know one of them was. I know because I remember seeing it on social media.
Okay.
But that's dope as hell. And what are the other two guys? What are their ages?
I don't even know how old Tony is. He's close to my age though. I can't say that. And set it off. He's a little. I think he might be 2 years older than Tevo. If I'm not mistaken. Yeah.
So basically my age, I'm 19, almost 20.
Men
are not supposed to ask me that.
I know, that's what I was about to say. I'm sorry. I'm not going to ask your age.
Okay.
But I'm going to ask you this. When did you graduate high school?
2012.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, don't you say
you're not old, though.
Oh, there it is.
You're not old. Yo, you are young. Do not worry. I'm just a kid. That's all. What was my question? I got off track because of the age thing. But
where's the inspiration that you came from, starting all this stuff? What motivated you the most to do it all?
My family. And the reason why I say my family is because we grew up in public housing since I was born.
Right.
So it's just Exactly. So it's just, I wish we had, it's like, nah. But never had Section 8 with just public housing, all of it. Falls right. in the same, you know, category, but.
Which we feel, we grew up not too far away from you, Hyde Park. Both of our families used to live in a two bed, one bath. And, you know, it was like.
Too many.
Right. Okay. It wasn't even a house, it was a duplex.
Okay.
I was like, damn, man.
This is not it. So that pretty much motivated me and, you know, encouraged me to do better. So that I can get my family out of the situation that we're in. That's what kept me motivated. And my little brother, I have him looking up to me. So it's just like, I got to do right. I got to do something.
So tell us more about the hosting events that you've had. We've seen on social media that you've had a couple. So what are the messages or the purposes for these events that you had? I know that you have a lot of vending there. You have a lot of vendors, brands, producers.
So pretty much what my events consist of is music and vendors all in one.
Right.
I think it's really dope. I just came up with an idea about doing it. I know I seen somebody like in 2010 do it. So I was like, hey, why not do it? Why not, do my own event or whatever the case may be. So I have upcoming artists come out. They perform. It's networking. So yeah, it's just like they see people selling it. Exactly. See them selling their items and stuff like that. Okay. Mm-hmm. A networking event. So why not have a DJ or, somebody to come out and host with me?
Right.
I've even rapped at
I saw that. Yeah,
that was funny. So I rapped at the event. It's like, what is his name? More so mid-act, because they was trying to get everything together, but my music happened to already be downloaded. So it's Party Boy. I don't know if you guys seen him on Instagram. Shout out to bro. He was like, oh yeah, this is the time right here. You got to do it. You got to perform.
Right.
I get a mic. I'm just like, oh, this is the last time I'm
doing this.
But definitely the events are mainly, for networking, for people to showcase their talent, to showcase what they have, to offer. And it was more so black-owned businesses as well. To let people know, hey, I'm out here. I'm doing this. I'm doing this. So,
I saw I think it was back in like March or February, that event that you did. Because I'm friends with Outsiders Hold.
Right? Okay,
and
yeah.
And the podcast around that same time, back in February. And then we saw that they were doing that.
I had to get them to come out. Because I know when they first started, I've been knowing them for years. So when they first started, I used to buy almost everything.
They've been at it for a while.
This one, they had the little bags and the little shirts. Yeah. I was like, definitely remember them.
So you're really good at catching talent before they blow up. How do you know when somebody's about to blow up? Because you've had two groups, well, an artist and then a group that blew up completely, and you got them right before that pivot point. How do you realize that an artist is going to blow up? Like, what are the characteristics that you have that an artist will have that will, make them blow up?
So you watch them.
You watch them.
You get to know them. Mm-hmm. Even if it's just a quick, that's dope, this and the third, a DM or whatever the case may be, they'll start to pay attention that you're actually watching them grow into this artist that's going to make it. So, support, watching them, making sure that you're keeping in contact with them. That's just pretty much it. But even when somebody put out a song and you see the numbers to it, it's like, now they're going somewhere. Let's help them grab this interview. So that's pretty much what I did. And anytime I see anybody, I never meet a stranger. So it's just like, oh, what's good? How you doing? Just speaking to them. Also making sure that I network. That's important.
There's a lot of people like North Carolina, it's starting to be on the map. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people paying attention to this place. So it's like,
oh yeah.
Seeing all these people like just blow up out of nowhere is like,
not even surprising. I was shocked. So definitely shocked.
Definitely. And the thing is there's a lot of countries that are just observing what's happening in the Durham scene. I don't know if you know Drop Top, but it was like, how many countries on Spotify? He had 15 different countries watching, listening to his music on Spotify, which is crazy.
Spotify is big for a lot of artists. What's another app? What is it? It's where you go to upload all your music and your mixtapes and stuff like that. I know they have Spotify. Not even that. They got Spotify, Apple Music.
It's like Bandcamp or something?
That, and then it's, I cannot remember to save my life, but once you upload your music on that app, it disperses it to all the music companies.
Is it Anchor?
DistroKid.
Okay, yeah. So Anchor is similar. It does the same thing, but for podcasts.
I downloaded that.
So you definitely download it if you have it, if you want to start a podcast, of course.
Yes.
I like that. A lot of people are scared to share information and knowledge because they feel as though that it's not enough space.
It's an opportunity for them to grow too.
I hate when people do that where they're like, oh, like somebody else asks them, oh, how did you do that on your YouTube channel? Yeah. How did you do that edit? And they're like, oh, you know, just go watch the video and don't want to ask about it. I'm like, that's not exactly. You know, like you're failing yourself. You know, you just, it's negative energy that you're producing into your life and that will definitely come back to you.
Right.
And I'm just like, why? I mean, just why?
Even if like the person doesn't like sense it, like you're doing it yourself.
Right.
A lot of that has happened to me, especially when I was at Shaw. A lot of people, this was when Final Cut Pro and all that was hot. So a lot of people always ask, oh, how you do this? Can you show me this in the mass comm department? It was just like, no, I don't have time. Well, they was giving me every excuse. And one day I was just like, fuck this. I'm about to go teach myself. And once I learned, it was a wrap for me. I was taking all their clientele.
Hey, that's how it is. I mean, honestly, what can you not learn on Google nowadays? Let's be honest. I mean, you can learn everything on YouTube. If I can, you know, I have a class. I'm not going to say what class it is. I'm into software development. I'll put it out there. I have a class. Teacher is terrible. I've learned more from YouTube than from the teacher last semester.
On that topic.
Right. And I'm just wow, okay. I mean, I could have just done this on Google and YouTube and learned how to do this without this class and paying a good amount of money for it. So, right, definitely.
We learn all this stuff from just, you know, doing it on our own. And that's how it has to be, like, nowadays. Right. It's like,
that's true.
Nobody's going to tell you the secrets or whatever. Just go out and do it yourself, you know.
Right.
Got Google.
That's facts.
Yeah, definitely. Especially, like, Hector, he used to not know anything about photography. Now he's a dope. He has a business on it, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And I was like, that's dope, because I used to be the photographer of the group, and now I'm just like, now.
Right.
So what's next for your brand, naturally? Now what's next? Like, I know you've had it on a small little pause, or you've put it in, you know, from third year to first year. What's next with naturally? Now
I'm traveling. Actually doing tours, so for spring break, before the, you know, college students get out and go to Miami and all of that fancy stuff, my goal is to pretty much traveling around to all the local schools, me and my street team just promote everything. Get myself out there, even if it's just me asking random questions to different, you know, students on campus and putting it together. So that's the goal. And then my podcast will be starting soon. Awesome. So I'm excited about that.
Do you know what the name is going to be yet?
I don't. Definitely when I come up with the name, I will definitely tell you guys.
Okay, dope. And what are some things that you have planned for 2020 that are major? Like, is there a major change that you're going to be doing to your brand, to your platform?
Yes, I'm going to have more gear. More shirts, fanny packs. So I made some first time. And then lighters. I'm bringing my lighters back, you guys.
Okay. I didn't even know you had lighters.
I saw the fanny pack.
I interview a lot of music artists, and every time they're like, oh, can I smoke in here? No, but you can smoke outside. So here's my lighter, by the way. Bringing more gear to the scene. And also, I'm going to be doing like 5 events.
Oh, wow.
So y'all definitely need to.
5 events, as in you're hosting them, or you're going to be a part
planning.
Of them? Planning. Okay. Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
More music showcases, more pop-up shops, all of that.
Right.
It's lit. Okay. Once it gets hot, it's over. I'm taking over.
Hell yeah.
We were thinking about our 100th episode.
Right. We're at number 70.
This is going to be 77, I think.
77. Okay.
Yeah. 7 is the number of completion.
Okay. But, you know, you have a brand, you have a platform, and there's also a business side to it. So how do you run the business side
It's stressful because a lot of times, so I actually charge for my interviews.
Right.
And I feel like I have the right to do that because I've been doing everything free for like a whole year and a half.
So
it's just like, okay, my numbers are going up. I'm getting the views that I need to get. It's time to charge. So I only charge 70, but a lot of artists, oh yeah, we got money. You know, they flash money in pictures, and it's like, as soon as they hit me,
Discount.
It's not free. Why are you charging? You don't got Future's TV numbers and then this say cheat. I'm just like, I'm not them. Am I in like somewhat of the same platform as them? Yes. But I don't just interview artists. I interview businesses and brands and stuff right, like that too as well. Yeah. So, yes, I charge. Okay, you get stuff. With it. I don't just charge you to come and sit down for me. Pick your brain and talk to you. You get a flyer, you get a promo clip, the full length interview goes on my YouTube channel, and I also have a website where you can pay an extra $5 for your interview to be placed.
Yeah, it's like we're promoting you.
Right. Yeah, you get your follows and all.
Something that we have to learn from because we are about to reach the 2-year mark. Right,
yeah.
And we still haven't gotten that business portion of it figured out. How are we going to do things? Charge, and what way are we going to charge? How are we going to make the money? And I don't know.
Charge though, and I'm just saying, just for me watching your page and seeing it over time, y'all give them a whole promotion clip.
Yeah,
literally, flyer. Because I wrote somebody, I forgot who responded to me, and I was like, "Well, where's the flyer? Do you need a picture of the flyer?" And you were flyer? What was the flyer?
We were texting, and she was like, "Do you need a flyer?" I was like, "What? What are we talking about?" And then I was like, "We can do a promo when you get here." Because I'm gonna be honest with you, I was lost. But definitely, that's something that we should. We're getting into more of making our thumbnails on YouTube much more attractive and posting them on social
stuff.
So that's kind of like a flyer, but not really.
Right.
It's more like a promo picture.
Do you guys send this to people so they can post it on their page?
You do not.
I need this clip.
Right,
So that way the promotion, whatever we do after this.
I sent it to
you said what? Send it to people? You send it to people?
Yeah, the people that were actually on your show.
Oh, right. Oh, no. Yeah. I thought you were
talking about
like sending it to a bunch of like a group chat with a bunch of people.
You should do that too.
Yeah, I should. You're right. But that's definitely something that you have mastered and that we have to learn from you. So these are definitely, little points that we're learning from right now.
Mm-hmm.
And that people can learn from as well. Because there's definitely always a business side to your artistic form, to your content creation platform. There's always a business side to it because you can't always do shit for free.
Because
your time is so precious.
Why don't you whisper that? You gotta state that.
No, it's true. You have to charge because time is free. I mean, just like you want to work with an artist. Mm-hmm. Usually, there's a fee.
Exactly.
So even if the artist isn't the biggest artist out there, there's still a fee.
Exactly.
Just like us, we're not the biggest out there, but we should have a fee. We don't have a fee, but we should.
Wow. The way I look at it, too, is like, if it's that important to you, you wouldn't mind, like...
That's
you're not
investing
if you're
in yourself.
Yeah, if you're willing to, like, to take this that far, this career, this path that you want to go on, like, if you're willing to go that far, like, you wouldn't mind paying that fee. It may be a loss, it may be a win, but, like, you never know.
Right. Right. It's all a
gamble. Somebody's going
to
see it, regardless.
Right,
someone is
going
to watch it, someone is going to see it.
And also, I mean, at the end of the day, we're all in the field of, businesses,
mm-hmm.
Creatives,
and all of that, let's be honest, it's a gamble. Because
mm-hmm.
you don't know if your shit is going to, pop, or if it's going to, just lay dead. You really don't know. So this is all a gamble. So, it goes back to the rhetoric of, what you're doing is a gamble. Your creative form is a gamble. Your business has always been a gamble.
Yeah.
So it's like, why not? You know what I mean?
There's strategy to it, but
there's always strategy to, gambling. People at the... look at the people at the casino. People have made millions off gambling at the casino. They definitely have a strategy. So, it goes back to what we're doing as well. So
a lot of, I know some people do know about you guys. I know y'all have your following base and all of that
too.
But I feel like this is really going to jump. This is going to be some numbers for y'all.
You think so?
Mm-hmm. I got a lot of people that, that fuck with me, quote unquote.
Dang, shots fired.
So make sure y'all run over here and support.
Listen,
book your interview. Do what you got to do. And it's not free.
Bruh.
I never not speak for them.
But definitely one thing that I think, I've started thinking about it more as we've got this location. Yes, it is small, but yes,
this
we did
a
pay
blessing,
for it.
Though.
Right. Like I paid for this, so you know, there's money behind this, and you know, it's an investment.
Right.
So every investment, you should be looking for a way to get a return on your investment. So,
exactly.
You know.
So what are the one of the major investments that you've probably put in since you started this?
I know you got some gear. Your camera
gas
looks fancy.
Money.
Oh, true, definitely. Yo, talk to me about it, man. Talk to me about it. That gas money when you have to like travel
cities
to you know get people on the on your talk show or in our podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
So gas money, buying a camera, getting my lights.
Right.
Equipment, period.
Right. Yeah,
spending time, like taking off days from work to, you know, interview people because they can't do it on a day that I'm off. And she's like, damn, I need this interview. Fuck it. All right. Y'all can't come in today, you know, and get to the interview. So that's why I say, like, stuff cannot be free because I put a lot of money into this.
Right, right.
Getting my logos made, getting shirts, you know what I'm saying? It's just a lot.
Right. And especially if you're calling off on a day of work, that means you're losing money at that point. So at that point, you really need a charge.
Yeah.
That way, there's no choice. You have to charge if you're losing money. I'll be honest with you, have we ever canceled a day of work to come? You have?
I've canceled the day of work.
I think I've done it like 2 times.
You're thinking about it now.
Right.
So go ahead and tell them. We weren't charging.
Right.
He thought about anything.
Yeah.
That's you. We're talking about you. No.
But definitely what I have, my mentality of, you know, behind it is sometimes I like to think about it and sometimes I don't. Is if you love it and you love doing what you do, the money's gonna come. You know, just do what you love, and then the money is just gonna fall in place. But then it's like at the same time, sometimes you do have to think about it and put stuff into place. Sometimes it's just not gonna happen magically. You have to put an effort to it and think about, what are gonna be my rates? How can we make money? Can it be off, YouTube, social media marketing? You know, it's a big plan. It's a blueprint.
Because when I started, I was just like, I have a brand, I got a talk show. Right. Fuck this, I'm interviewing everybody. That was just my goal. I'm interviewing everybody.
Yeah,
I don't care who it is.
Right.
If even if you can't sing, Lord, just come on.
Right.
I was with all of that, and I started off at 21C. And it's like, once I found out their form, I could fill it out.
Right.
And then I could just go into that room and just get interviewing.
Do what you gotta do.
It was on and popping. And next thing I was like, dang, it's been a whole year of this. Okay, look, it's time to charge. So when I put the fee out there, because at first it was 50, I put the fee out there, and that's when I got the interview with 83 Babies and then Stun. And everybody was like, your price needs to go. And I'm like, nah, I ain't being greedy. If they pay it, I'm good.
Right.
Nobody booked. A lot of y'all know, nobody booked for about a good 3 months. And then next thing you know, out of nowhere, I made a little prayer, upstairs. Out of nowhere, money just started flowing in. Everybody started booking and all of that. I did that event that took place. Everybody was like, oh, I know who you are. So I'm a GM at McDonald's, so it's like, if I'm helping out, well, I gotta step in the window or be at front counter. It's like, oh, you're the girl,
right,
do the interviews.
Also, congratulations, I'm proud of you, because you also do a lot of marketing for your store, which is dope. Not a lot of GMs actually
do that.
Right, especially it's like, why not? It's you know, as the business grows, so does your paycheck.
Exactly.
At times. So
you get that experience, that knowledge on how to do, so you can apply it to your stuff too.
Oh yeah, definitely.
It may not be a restaurant. The knowledge is there.
And you're definitely gonna be, you know, good under pressure, which a lot of people are not. They're like, oh, I have too much stress. Oh, I'm gonna put a pause on this, or you know, I'm just gonna stop for a while.
Oh no.
And then that break turns into like a break that, you know, it extends, and then you start working, and then you take another break, and I'm like,
that's a vacation, right?
Like, there's so many YouTubers and content creators who are good at what they do, right? But they take too many breaks. Like, they could have been up here by now, but instead they decided to take a bunch of breaks, and they're down here.
I took 2 months to myself, and the only reason why I did it is because I wanted to get myself as a brand out there more. So I need more marketing for myself. I was just like, I'll take a pause on the interviews. Like, I know you guys are still going to be here, still be doing your music. But let me get a break. So 1 month is just for me to cleanse myself.
And don't get me wrong. Sometimes you need it. That's
definitely.
But, you know, taking one every other week, that ain't.
I was like, interviews, pause, let me get my mind stuff together. And then from there, Let me get this marketing in line. Like, I'm going to do a relaunch. A lot of people are really waiting for this relaunch that I'm about to do. So, it's going to be an event.
For sure.
Right, obviously, I'm going to present my new logo. Stuff like that. I'm going to have a little commercial and all that. It's going to be dope. And I made another song.
Right, yeah.
Another song. But it's not even really a little song. It's like 30 seconds, you know.
You might be looking like a little sneak peek. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, I mean, and we've taken a break before. We took one last December. Is that correct?
Yeah, we've taken some.
Last December.
That was our longest one. It was like a month.
Right,
it was a month. Relocating and stuff.
And then last summer, we had to take a break because I was working down in Charlotte. So I was like, yeah, we might have to. But it ended up being like, 2 weeks? Because we had stuff pre-recorded. And yo, that's another question that I have for you. How much do you pre-record?
Or you pre-record anything?
Yeah, right.
Listen, I still got interviews in the cave.
Ooh, they haven't came out yet?
They have
and
not.
In the vault,
Right,
so.
A lot of it.
Right, and are they going to come out after the rebranding has happened? Or
gotcha. And then sometimes, some interviews, like, I've had bad interviews. Like, it wasn't even bad on my behalf, but by the, you know, the person I've interviewed, they get too high or.
Right. And I know,
can't hear that. This is my brand. I give you money back, but this is my brand, so it's like I can't hear this.
You got to protect your brand. It's an investment. It's an image, so definitely protect it. And I know, I remember a rant you said, it was a long time ago, it was a minute ago, and you were like, you know, when you're about to do an interview with one person, but then, like, their whole family pulls up and shit, and all their boys, and it's like 10
people. Oh, boy. That was my favorite clip. I gotta go pull it up and post it again. But I was telling her, I said, when I do your interview, do not bring all these people. Like, I will literally stop recording.
Don't get me wrong, you can bring, like, you know, an extra two guys or whatever.
Rap artists, they bring the whole gang.
Multiple cars.
I went in, I didn't mean to, but I hope I didn't offend anybody. It's the principle too, because at the same time, one, you have to protect your equipment, your image, and if you got all this noise in the back, and I'm just like, what a minute, like, I gotta find that clip, because I know I cut the camera. I have to find it.
Question.
That's funny.
You don't have to mention any names.
Okay.
Give us a story of when you just straight up said, fuck it, I'm done with you, we're not doing an interview, this is not going up on my platform. Get your money back. We're not doing this. Tell us. Don't say any names.
I'm not.
Don't throw no shots. But give us a story. Give us a rundown.
So long story short, I drove like 2 hours away to do somebody's interview. I drove 2 hours. And this is when I told myself, like, I ain't giving no more refunds. I don't give a fuck who you are. All of that. I was going to my bag. But long story short, I drove 2 hours away.
You have to drive that much. You're definitely not
getting it. Yeah. Exactly. Sorry. So it's like, I did it because I was still new and I didn't want my image to be fucked.
Right.
So. You know, I did the whole drive, 2 hours or whatever. Did an interview. First of all, the interview took forever because we had to find an outlet. We had to find an outlet. That part. And then you had the whole house full. And I had to, that was where the rent came from.
Was it noisy and shit?
Yes. So I didn't record. And then I was just like, you know what? Yeah, go ahead. Let's do this little quick interview. And I was like, I got to get up out of here. I got to drive 2 hours back. I'm ready to go.
Right.
I didn't post it.
You didn't post it?
They were being disrespectful. It was like, it's taking too long. Keep in mind, I didn't have my laptop, so I was going
all the way. They were being disrespectful to you?
Yeah. I was going all the way to Shaw to edit, so I didn't have a laptop or Final Cut Pro at the time. So it's like, I'm already traveling 30, 45 minutes away to go to Shaw to edit everything and then post it. So they was like, oh, it's taking too long, this and third. Keep in mind, when I first started, I was briefing everybody. I do not have a laptop just yet. I do not have the software to edit your interview yet. So it might not be out as soon as you want it to. They ain't go well. Oh, I'm gonna pull up this and third. Keep my own worry. Okay, I was not worried.
Right.
But you know, I was like, you know, to save my image, to, you know, get all this BS out of the way, I just gave the money back.
Nah, see, that's the thing. I mean,
yeah,
I definitely. And if we were in that situation, it's not going up. It's not gonna work out. We're not working with you. You know, I respect you, and you respect me, and we can get something set up. Even though, you know, if you don't agree with me and I don't agree with you, we can agree to disagree.
Right.
If we can still, you know, work it out, but if you're just gonna be disrespectful, it's not even worth it. You know, it's just it's we're just rolling it up. You know,
I know there's some stuff.
Right.
These artists, let me tell you something. They pick and choose who they want to pay, who they want to support. They want you to support them and excuse my French, dick ride them all the time.
That's crazy.
And then just,
that's,
you know what I'm saying? But it's like when it's time for them to promote the interview.
Right.
When it's time for them to shout you out or get you more clientele, it's an issue. Oh, we don't have time to do it. We're busy doing this. So it's just like, if y'all want people to support y'all, y'all gotta get a support too.
Right. Especially when you were doing it for free. You might as well, you know, the least you can get is a shout out from the,
from the
guest. So, you know, it is what it is. I mean, it happens.
I'm like, oh, you gotta pay for shout out? I'm like,
right, right.
I'm not doing it.
Right.
I repost that shit so many times. Somebody gonna see it.
Right, right. Yeah, true. But now, honestly, if we were in that situation, I would honestly not even say anything. I would just pack up and leave, definitely, because you can't work like that.
Mm-mm.
I'm just thinking, like, if we ever go through that type of situation, actor, I'll just be done, to be honest with you, man. Like, mm-hmm. Pack up, you know what I'm saying?
That's
a wrap. Like,
y'all heard it here first, like,
right. I mean, it is what it is, you know. It's just can't believe that somebody really made you go through that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's incredible. You're doing them a favor, technically.
Yeah.
But that's crazy. But just to start wrapping it up, usually we leave the Pioneer Nation with a question and a thought. But first, before we do
and
that,
a thought.
No,
a thought.
No, a thought. But where can they find you? What's your social media on all platforms?
So, nah, this is your girl, Naturally Nah. I'm going to give y'all a rundown. So, y'all can follow me on Instagram, Naturally Nah. So, it's NATTRULYNI. Listen, that's an I, not a Y. Remember that. And listen, on Facebook, it's the same thing, Naturally Nah, NATTRULYNI. And it's lit. Y'all follow me. Put y'all on game. I got connects.
Gotcha. So we usually make the guest leave the Pioneer Nation, the audience, with a question or a thought or a quote or whatever you want. What do you want to leave them with?
What should I leave y'all with? Listen, always believe in yourself. Never give up. Get them hell and apply pressure and never stop. Just listen, keep pushing forward. Because at the end of the day, it might be raining right now, but it's going to be sunny on the other side. Always remember that. Keep your head up. And the number 8 is for a new beginning.
Bro,
always remember that.
You left like 5 gems. Like,
for real. Legit, man. Hector, I'll leave you with the question. I got a quote today. I'll go with the quote today. I'll go with the quote right now. So my quote is kind of embarrassing because, you know, you learn this in elementary school, but, you know, you still have to say it,
okay,
even though when, you know, people are grown-ups, which is crazy. But respect others like you want to be respected. That's all it is.
I felt that, bro. It's crazy.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you learn this in kindergarten, bro. Not even, not like preschool, like daycare type shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Fundamental.
But, right. So, right. So, Hector, what's your question?
I was going to say, if you're a new artist or whatever, or if you've been at this for a long time, like, how long does it take you to decide, you know, what's my value? What am I going to be charging if I'm going to be charging anything? So, that's what I want to know.
Gotcha. All right. Dope.
That was good.
Yeah, right. I like that, Hector. But thank you once again, Naturally Nah, for coming on. For sure.
It's Prince, don't judge. I got a whole story behind
this. But thank you guys for tuning in once again to the Pool City Pioneers podcast. I'm Luis.
I'm Hector.
And we'll see you next time.
Boom, I'm Naturally Nah.
Peace out.
Adios.